Okay, here we are. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
I feel so embarrassed.
You get over it. What do we got, Woody?
This is Alice Grant. It's Captain Miller.
It's Grant?
She propositioned me over on Broadway. Oh. Yeah. Asked me if I wanted to go for a roll in the hay.
Don't people say that anymore?
Not in this neighborhood, no.
Well, nobody told me. Actually, this is my first time. I didn't even know what to wear.
Is it okay?
You know, you'd think the other girls would be a little help.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
I don't suppose there's any kind of a training program.
Not in the formal sense. No, would you have a seat, Miss Grant? Would you? Yeah.
What's gonna happen?
Gotta get some information first.
You know, you were the first person I approached. You seem to have a hungry look in your eye.
I was going into a restaurant.
Oh, thought it was me.
Address?
136 Mamie Eisenhower Way. Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Wait a minute, are you in the Army?
Should I have mentioned that?
What are you doing hooking in the village?
We get days off. My roommate just moved out of our off-base apartment, leaving me with the rent. And my mother just moved into a nursing home, and I have to send her money. All on a take-home pay of about $5.50 a month. What would you do?
Well, I wouldn't sell my body.
Ever?
Well, all the girls get paid the same thing, don't they? I mean, what do?
They quit. They're not as patriotic as I am.
She's in the Army.
Miss
Grant, would you believe it? She says she doesn't make enough money to cover her obligations.
Well, there's a lot of that going around.
A lot of people resigning, she says.
Wojo, much as I'm loath to admit it, I don't have a ready solution.
Me either.
Okay, then why don't we call her base and have somebody come down and pick her up?
I'd like to see Reagan squirm his way out of this one.
Come on, Puente, get in here.
How am I supposed to hear a silent alarm?
Get a dog.
Dumb Mexico company. They had no cameras, no gold washes, no mean coats. Just a bunch of dried up fruit and a crate of Slim Whitman records. You know who he is? He yodels on TV.
Boring.
Yeah, I think so.
Sit down.
Our silent alarm was a break-in. We got him with these.
What are they?
Microprocessor chips. They're the essence of a computer. They formulate each thought to tell it what to do. Each chip can hold millions of functions. There's probably $15,000, $20,000 worth in it.
You serious?
Yeah.
Delancey Exports, shipped to Wilinski Importing Company, Gdansk, Poland.
It may be in over our heads. Better call the FBI.
Barn, I thought I could get into it.
I believe you have plenty to do around here.
Nothing truly exciting.
Call the FBI.
Okay, thank you. Well, they're sending someone from the base down to pick you up.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Are they very upset?
They didn't sound too friendly.
Can I help you?
I'm Leo Haddon.
Can I do for you, Mr. Haddon?
No, you called me.
I did?
Delancey Export, Sergeant Dietrich.
I'm Captain Miller. Dietrich! This is Mr. Haddon, Delancey Exports. You called him?
About a burglary at my warehouse?
You had some goods you were shipping overseas? They're in that box over there. Just want to establish ownership for the burglary report. You ship a lot of things to Poland?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that. Some jeans, dried fruit, Bobby Vinton posters.
Microchips?
Dietrich!
Excuse me.
Did you call the FBI?
Yes, sir.
And?
They're on their way down.
Good. Let them handle it.
Yeah, I just wanted, yeah.
Yeah, just don't get involved.
I won't tell them anything. How about this? I give them the plot, but I won't tell them who did it. Mr. Haddon, we need your signature on a complaint. We'll have a seat.
You know, this is the first time I've been robbed. I had a watchdog, but he died.
Well, they're still making them. Speaking of watchdogs, do you export a lot of these high-technology microcircuits?
Ah, they're not high-technology. They go into electronic amusement games.
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff. That's where you shoot down planes, blow up tanks, wipe out cities.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Sergeant Dietrich.
Right here.
Oh.
You with the FBI?
Who, me? Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
My name is Lawrence Oakes. I own Sunny Time Electronics.
Thanks for coming down, Mr. Oakes. Just want to ask you a few questions.
Oh, no, look, I'm married. I have three children. I'm a veteran. I volunteered.
Did you sell these chips to Mr. Haddon?
Oh, yes, but, yes.
Take it easy, Larry.
He said they were going into games for Polish children. They had nothing to do with the military.
Larry.
That's what you said.
But no one's accusing you of anything, Mr. Oakes.
It's all right. He's just excitable.
We were introduced by my brother-in-law's uncle, and I needed the business. Excuse me, what's wrong with that? What did I do? I didn't do anything.
This is Mr. Oakes. He sold the chips to Mr. Haddon.
Yeah?
Do you have water? I take pills.
Just take it easy. Right over there. Help yourself.
Oh.
It's getting interesting.
Yes?
Leo!
Hello, Frank! Ah! Oh.
Well, you're looking good.
Yeah. How's the wife?
Great. She asks about you all the time. Yours?
Oh, a little arthritis.
Oh, nothing serious.
Excuse me. I'm Captain Miller.
Oh, how do you do? Rilling, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, Mr. Rilling. Well, we may have stumbled into your area, I'm afraid.
Appreciate the call, Captain.
Obviously, you two know each other.
Oh, we're old friends. Yes. Boston, San Francisco,
Miami,
Hawaii. What weather.
Yeah.
I had a Hobie cat.
Let me get this straight. Mr. Haddon's in the exporting business.
Mr. Haddon is an agent for the KGB.
He never said that on his checks.
I assume you'll be taking Mr. Haddon, Mr. Oakes, into custody?
Oh, absolutely.
On what grounds?
Come on, Leo. Microchips designated for Eastern Bloc countries are subject to embargo by the Department of Commerce. You know that.
Well, I've read the commodity control list pretty carefully, Frank. And chips going into amusement devices aren't covered.
Chips are chips. Am I right?
Well, I don't
know. No. There are chips that are legal chips, then there are chips that are not legal chips, but not these chips. These chips are legal chips. Please, I don't want to go to jail. My wife hardly talks
We're
to me now.
We're dealing in unimportant technicality.
Well, I'm not too sure about that now.
Look, why don't you back off and let me handle it?
It's a pretty crude way of putting it. You're in charge here.
Okay.
Look, Mr. Rilling, I'll admit that we're dealing with something that's out of my area. However, this happens to be my jurisdiction, and I would like to know what is going on here.
Yeah, me too.
Shut up.
Hey, I started this.
All right. The point is, are you absolutely certain that it is illegal to export those chips?
If Leo is involved, it has to be.
Department of Commerce would know.
Right. Call him.
You sure you want to get involved?
Just call him.
You must think I'm a real idiot for doing what I did.
Well, I guess you blew your good conduct medal.
I guess. But I'm glad it turned out this way, though. I mean, with you.
How come?
Because, to tell you the truth, I probably couldn't have gone through with it.
Oh, yeah?
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I just can't handle the pressure like I used to.
Well, you're as good as you ever were.
How do I take that?
As a compliment.
Thanks, Lee. When I'm getting tired of chasing around the country, at least with Abscam, you could sit down. You know something? I'm going to retire next summer.
Are you serious?
Wouldn't lie to you.
You know, that's funny. I was just thinking about that myself. I made a down payment on a condominium.
Moscow?
Honolulu. You know, some deep sea fishing, a little golf, lying on the beach.
Might have some time to do first.
You got no case, Frank.
You always say that, Leo.
You, here for the Russian?
The hooker.
Oh. Yeah, if you'll just wait right there, I'll get Captain Miller. Barn. Army's here. Oh. Listen, I'm feeling really bad. I think I should have just let her go.
It's a little late for that, huh?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. The thing is that you could explain the extenuating circumstances to them. Well, just use that commanding, persuasive voice of yours.
Wojo.
Yeah, there, just like that.
I'm Captain Miller.
I'm Sergeant Lake.
Sergeant.
On behalf of the 31st Motorized Infantry Battalion, I would like to apologize for Specialist Grant's behavior.
I only did it because I love the service.
Funny way of showing it.
Excuse me. I'm Sergeant Wojo. It's the arresting officer.
Sergeant?
Hi. I'd like to tell you what happened.
Isn't it in your report?
Well, yeah, the cold facts are, but there's extenuating circumstances.
Well, that'll be up to the Army to decide.
At least you could listen to me.
She's out of your jurisdiction.
She's sitting at my desk.
All right, Wojo. Sergeant, if I could see you in my office for a moment.
Sit.
What took you so long?
What I think Sergeant Mochet Howitz was trying to say was that if Miss Grant were not in the Army, we would be inclined to give her a desk appearance ticket and send her home.
But the fact is, Captain, she is in the Army, and what she is trying to sell belongs to the United States government.
I won't dispute that. I just hate to see your career ruined because of one small mistake. Are you aware of her financial problems?
Captain, I command 112 girls, and all of them have problems, and I listen to them all day long. Powdered eggs. makes my face break. Somebody stole my sweatsheets. I mean, I can't make maneuvers because I got cramps. I mean, the fact is, Captain, that if a woman wants to make a career in the Army, she has to make sacrifices. I mean, God knows I did. 2 years in Guam, sweating like a pig in the Quonset huts while all of those Navy nurses had all of the fun. I didn't earn these stripes in bed, buddy.
I can believe that.
And now, tomorrow, I have to lock these heels and face my CO and tell him that one of my troop was found in a sleazy hotel with a strange man. A bottle of cheap gin on the night table. Soft music playing in the background.
Sergeant?
Bodies caressing each other. Touching. Finally.
Sergeant?
Sweat. Glistening until it drops off of her dog tag. Until that final moment of rapture.
Sergeant, she was picked up outside a deli. None of that happened.
Well, thank God for that.
Barb, excuse me, James Seibeck from the Commerce Department is here.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Seibeck, I'm Captain Miller.
Captain.
Mr. Rillings, Mr. Haddon, and Mr. Oakes.
Rillings, KGB. Haddon's FBI.
Just the other way around.
Oh, you're,
Rilling, FBI.
Oh, I like your show.
Mr. Seibeck. There seems to be some dispute here with regard to what can be exported and what can't.
Join the crowd. So, where's it going?
Poland. They're microcomputer chips.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well?
They can't go.
Oh, my God.
They're going to an Eastern Bloc country, and they're being used for military purposes, right?
Electronic games.
Uh-huh. Then they can go.
Oh, thank God.
Non-reprogrammable chips can be exported if they're used in amusement devices.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as non-reprogrammable chips if you can afford to reprogram them. According to an industry trade journal, the microprocessors in video games are 5 years more advanced than those generally used by our military.
Is that true?
I suppose.
Did you know that?
Well, yes, I had heard something to that effect.
And you sold him that stuff anyway?
If it wasn't me, it would be someone else.
It's a wonderful attitude. So what do we do?
Nothing. For the moment.
What do you mean, for the moment?
Well, the commodity control list is always being changed and updated. Try us next month.
By next month, those chips could be in Moscow. And this guy just walks out?
Unless you want an international incident.
Wonderful.
No hard feelings.
You know, Mr. Haddon, the irony of this is that it's only in a country like this one, where the power of law is above all else, that you get to walk out that door.
Frank, have a good life. You've earned your rest.
Leo, take care of yourself.
If you're ever in Honolulu, look me up.
I won't be getting around very much. Rocking chairs, some good books, Catskill Mountains. That's it for me.
Goodbye. Gentlemen.
Honolulu. Pearl Harbor, Schofield Barracks, Hickam Air Force Base. I'm gonna get that sucker if it's the last thing I do.
I think we'll be going now.
Oh, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. Police business.
Let's go, Grant.
for your help.
Look, if you ever get liberty again, we'll have dinner or something.
Oh, I'd like that. And I wouldn't charge you anything.
Nice meeting you, Captain.
My pleasure.
Ever get to Fort Tix, pop me a flare.
Yeah, sure.
Now let's go, specialist.
Move!
Vaughn, it's almost checkout time. I'm gonna split.
Good night.
Good night. Me too, Vern.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna run Puente down to Tombs, and I'm gonna take off myself.
Okay.
Quite a day, huh?
Gotta be the most exasperating, frustrating experience I've ever been through.
So why'd you drag me into it?
Larry Hovis, who plays Carter, was a writer and performer on Laugh-In and a frequent guest on Gomer Pyle. But in this episode of Hogan's Heroes, he takes on the role of a Gestapo officer. Stay tuned, that's coming up here on TV Land.